USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Five people were shot at a bar in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, just after midnight.
I can confirm that there are three people that have been that have died. We have at least two others who are seriously hurt and in the hospital with gunshot wounds. The suspect is still at large.
Sheriff David Beth says the suspect was not cooperating with management and was asked to leave. Witnesses say he returned and carried out a targeted attack. A crowd of hundreds of people gathered outside the police department in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota last night for a seventh night of protests over the police shooting death of Dante Wright. The crowd dissipated after an 11 p.m. curfew. Protesters also gathered outside the home of the county attorney handling the manslaughter case of Kim Potter. They're calling for more serious charges against the former officer who shot Wright during a traffic stop last Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
This is the biggest assault on the rule of law and the independent judiciary in my lifetime.
Senator Lindsey Graham says adding justices to the Supreme Court would destroy the rule of law.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she has no intention of bringing to the floor. Senator Lindsey Graham says the only reason there's a push to expand the court is that Democrats don't like the current makeup.
They want to turn the court upside down to pack it with liberals.
The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that approving the bill would make the Supreme Court nothing more than a political football.
There's nothing broken about the Supreme Court. There are nine justices. It's been that way since 1869, I think. And what will happen is that every time one party takes over from the other, we'll change the number of justices. You've been a lawyer all your life. It will destroy the rule of law as we know.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden has for the first time described the recent surge of illegal immigrants along the U.S.-Mexico border as a crisis in the midst of Republican-led pressure to do so. Biden was asked by a reporter in Delaware about his policy on refugee admissions. Biden says they're going to increase the number of refugees allowed into the country. Data provided by U.S. Customs and Border Protection showed that agents have apprehended 172,000 illegal aliens along the border in March. Epoch Times reports there has been a public relations battle on the language surrounding the unprecedented surge at the southern border since Biden took office. Brandon Gunzel has a border update from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau.
Customs and Border Control is continuing to see a surge of migrants crossing the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd has this to say to Fox.
We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
According to reports, agents have apprehended more than 1,600 migrants over the last 24 hours.
About 450 unaccompanied migrant girls ages 13 to 17 were abruptly moved out of a U.S. housing facility in Houston less than 3 weeks after it opened. Ambulances and law enforcement vehicles were seen outside the facility on Friday night. Buses arrived Saturday morning to transport the girls. The Houston Chronicle reports the closure followed its reporting about crowding at the facility and that an adult staffer from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services died at the facility on Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.